Loosely Talk. Broadcasting from the brand new studio here at the world famous Haunted Winery in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on March 25th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, we are breaking in the new studio. What does that mean? We have no idea either. Later on tonight, we'll be talking to our dear friends John Zaffis and Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who we just spent the weekend with at the first annual Arkansas Ghost Hunters Conference. Hit it!
So much fun talking.
We missed our cue.
Do we really have a cue on that?
Not really. I just let it go until we're done talking.
It's like almost over. It's like 30 seconds left in this track.
That's unusual. That's very unusual.
Usually wait till Jello to, you know, like, you do it better than I do.
And then we, but nope, not this time.
No, not at all.
This time it was like, dude, let's just go on the air.
Fresh off the road.
Literally.
Yes.
My new
shoes are steaming out in the hallway. They're... You know,
my head's steaming.
Your head's steaming? Dumb.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And you, literally, we
You're
are.
Just Bonnie?
I am also a
third
party.
Oh, I am the first party. Damn, I forgot that.
Let's do that again.
Okay, go
Let's
ahead.
Let's do that again.
Right, yeah, go ahead.
This is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I am the first party.
And I'm the third party.
You know, I had a feeling last night.
I just wanted to give you crap
no,
for it,
No, I
Scott.
Had a feeling last night that this was going to come back and haunt me sometime today. And, it reared its ugly head in the car on the way home because I'm going to say it. Yeah, she told me. Yeah.
I never tell Amber anything ever.
Yeah, because she's a horrible, she just runs around and just runs everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the original plan.
Oh, I got a secret. Let me tell you.
No, she told me. And I was going to hit you with that. I was going to nail you with it before you hit me with it and see the look on your face.
I still would have said, and I'm a third party.
So it sounds like we both screwed it.
Doug messed it up because I was going to do the first one normal.
Yeah. Oh, and then the last one.
And
okay.
Then throw
I'm
it
sorry.
In, but Doug messed it up, and
I'm
apparently
sorry.
Amber ratted us out.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean it like that. I meant, okay.
Dude, I'm just kidding.
We're not gonna even talk about it. It was a conversation that was going on.
Yes. It's definitely
and
an inside.
I didn't mean it like. You're like a third party.
I didn't take it like that. I just
I
said mean, I was
talking
going,
like real life here.
I was going to mess with you because of it.
Well, you were having your fun last night. And you're like, oh, I'm a third party now.
And I sounded just like that.
I'm like, no, how come everybody Bonnie, you're not we a know third party.
Sounds like Large Marge. That's awesome. We were doing invitations of people that we know in the car on the way here.
It was
horrible.
And it was absolutely terrible. Everybody sounds like Large Marge.
Yeah, who was it? We were, It was you last night. You were, okay, this is now. You guys, this is an earful right here. It's like now we're gonna talk about our weekend here. I'm probably well with the time we have. I think we can get pretty in depth with it for a change, right? We're coming back from Mr. Dale Clark's house last night.
Who is
a dear friend of ours from Louisville Ghost Hunter Society, who was nice enough to keep us. Well, I'm sorry, have us at his home last night. And we just hung out and talked about the paranormal and talked about all the stuff we do and all these fun things. So, you know, when you do this, especially if you work with Ghostly Talk, you know that we tend to talk a lot, even off the air. So next thing you know, it's like 2:00 in the morning and you're right. Like, you still have 50 miles to drive back to your hotel and then you need to be back on the road at like 9:00 in the morning to get here and do your show. So it's like, okay, fun. We're driving back from Dale's house last night to the hotel where we all met at, and I don't know. How we got onto this particular topic? Well, it was all kinds of disgusting stuff we were talking about. But Doug actually did his impersonation of crabs sitting on the end of a toilet seat that are looking at some man's or
looking to get into a home. Yeah, yeah. They're looking for a new home.
They're looking for a new home.
Yeah.
And do you remember how you did that? Because we were all pretty tired.
It was
the same voice.
Oh, look at that one. I know. It was the same voice. Crabs sitting on the end of the toilet.
Oh, look at that. That's a really nice one right there. I think, I mean, it's
look,
like,
we all can move into that one. That's practically a condo.
It's like this smoker's cough. It's like this Jewish person with a smoker's cough, right? It's something. It's somewhere in that area.
Yeah,
a Jewish person, that New York Jewish accent with a smoker's like a smoker's voice, right?
It's definitely a conglomeration of something.
And Doug went into this thing last night. I'm like, I had to say, so that's what a crab looking in a grab, you know, looking for a new home in a bathroom, like some skanky bathroom somewhere. That's what they sound like, Doug. And he's like, well, apparently they do.
I'm so glad I was in a different car for that.
You were in a different car.
I guess the problem is
that?
I noticed these things. I noticed.
Oh, you remember that, right? Or were you the crabs on the toilet seat?
It had to be if it's when we were coming back from Dale's. I was with
you were
Dale's
in the car
wife.
With us last night, Amber.
Right,
you were in the car.
You were in the car.
You were sitting next to me.
Oh yeah,
because that's where you're supposed to be.
Oh yeah,
I remember seeing it later.
Thank God she didn't hear that one. I'm gonna get her later. No, you heard the whole. It was a pretty bad conversation.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. So literally, again, we are like, I got here a couple hours ago.
Right.
How about you guys? But you got here about five minutes ago. Literally, because Chris from Grimstone's here. Chris Bailey from Grimstone's here tonight also.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
And we're having a little powwow tonight. Like I said, I think I put it on the slide. Like we're having like a studio warming party without the party, right?
Right.
Because this is our first night in the new Haunted Winery
Baby
official studio.
Baby Green.
Let me see, where's that button at?
Hey.
Echo.
Hey, no, she's just not in
she's
the
not
channel.
In the mix. She's out of channel. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, I don't care.
See?
Yeah, she's ever so faint in the mix.
No, yeah, I think these walls are very nice. What I'm going to do tonight, I think we have a couple cameras. We have your camera here, right, Amber? Well, yeah, you guys are still off the road. Yeah, we got your camera. I want to shoot some pictures tonight of this place. It's pretty much done. There's a few things we have to hang up on the walls and stuff. And, Chris has already started working on it. We're going to put some, I'd like to take, you know, and shoot some pictures here tonight and then put them up on the site. I do have, if you go to the photo gallery, the main route of the photo gallery, there are pictures of before in here.
Right.
Before we did any the cleaning or any of the priming work or anything. It's
this is like one of them like shows on
like,
DIY.
Yeah, it's like
Pimp My Studio. Yeah, Pimp My Studio.
Well, yeah, so what I want to do is get some pictures again of what we've done here and what we're working out of now and put them up on the site for people to see. We don't really do that too much with this. I mean, I've seen a lot of other shows where they like to you know, like to show their studios and the equipment they have. And we don't really have that much equipment, so I'm like, that's kind of pointless.
No, but we have had people in chat request pictures of us. While broadcasting, I don't know why.
I've had people ask us if we were ever going to web stream.
God no.
And I don't know why.
Actually, we are, but it's going to be just you two.
Oh yeah, that was discussed earlier this weekend.
I'm going to set it up, and you're not going to know when.
Oh, okay, all right. But yeah, so we'll get those pictures up hopefully tonight, tomorrow at the latest.
Put mini spy cams in these little foamy things. And so it's going to be just our noses and our so she can get our reactions to things that folks say in the chat room.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great.
But no, that's we'll do that. Well, like I said, we'll have those up there, and you know, we would like feedback on this too. This is kind of a testing night we're doing. We are going to be talking to Rosemary Ellen Guiley and John Zappas at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a last minute thing, as you know, we talked about it earlier in the week, and the original plan here was that we weren't even going to be doing a show this weekend,
right?
But We talked things over and said, well, you know, we can get back. It isn't that far of a drive from Louisville, which it felt like it was. But we made it here. We did make it here. So we decided to do a show. So basically what we're doing tonight is kind of we have a lot of things we're going to talk about. But a lot of this stuff is going to be – you're not going to see any of this, but a lot of it's going to be adjusting levels, trying to get things right, just to make sure we sound okay. So what I want from people, too – Amber is going to, I think you're going to be popping in and out of the chat room and stuff like that, Amber. She's going to be popping in. We don't have all of our equipment in here yet. We don't have the laptop and stuff like that. We're still kind of like running on like what, seven cylinders, whatever. So we would like your email, whatever you guys got, send it over to us and let us know how it sounds, basically. That's what I'm looking for right now. Yeah, that one's erroring still. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Well, I have the new IP address in my email.
So do I. That is the new IP address.
Oops.
Yeah. What's going on? Aside from that, that's beyond our control. But I want people to email us this week. Send us an email, ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com. Tell us how it sounds. I hope it doesn't change this move we've made, which really wasn't a huge move like as far as physically moving equipment goes. I hope it either, you know, obviously keeps things the same, or it makes it better sounding. Now, the idea was to make it sound better. So let us know what you guys think of the sound and stuff like that. I'm sure when I do post tonight on this stuff, I'm going to get to hear it and go, oh, God, what a huge mistake. Yeah. What have we done?
We'll find out.
So do we want to start with the trip? We want to talk about the trip this weekend?
Okay.
Do we have any? I mean, this is wide open.
Did we talk about Arkansas that much?
Not really.
Aside from thanking all the wonderful people out there for treating us so well and making us feel right at home, that's about all we talked about. So
right.
If you guys want to start there. Well, this is wide open tonight.
A couple weekends ago, we took off. We went to Arkansas. Uh-huh. Evidently, it's a pretty long trip. And we went out there
at the first annual
Northwest Arkansas Ghost Hunter Conference.
Yeah.
Ghostconnection.net is their website.
Dear friends of ours.
What a phenomenal event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't take your cell phone. You don't need it.
Ours did not work at all.
Mine worked. Mine worked.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the first letter of your cell phone service?
T.
Huh. And what about Amber's?
Mine worked perfectly.
What's the first letter of your cell phone service?
A.
Why do you have to think about your phone?
What's the first letter of the alphabet?
I mean, she literally almost, there was almost a streak of drool came out of her mouth.
Oh, my God.
My God.
That was great.
Because ours is the same. It's sort of either an N or an S, depending on the day. And so it's...
You guys had no signal.
It was wonderful.
Eureka Springs, Arkansas is quite a city.
Oh, yes, it is.
Driving through there, going to the conference itself a couple Fridays ago, it is quite the eclectic city. I did not expect to see all the little shops and there's a ton of hotels.
Tiny, tiny little streets.
Yeah, that was a little uncomfortable.
And what steep, steep hills. It was so much fun.
It was very interesting how they said it.
Psychotic, suicidal birds.
Yeah, we killed a bird on the way home.
Well, it killed itself.
Yeah, it committed suicide on my mom's windshield.
It hit the windshield?
It left a big streak and feathers and...
Oh, gross.
I'm not even kidding.
It was really bad.
And I was flying down these back country roads to where if you take a curve too quick, you're going off and you're just done. You're toast. But I wanted to make sure we got Nathan to the airport on time.
Okay.
So I was... kind of driving a little faster than I should have been. And, Bird committed suicide. It was great.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
It happened.
Yeah, well.
You've just brought the whole mood of the show down. I realize that.
You should have been in the car.
Yeah, it was kind of depressing there, but...
Well, anyways, Arkansas.
It got our mind off of the twists and curves.
I'm very sorry to hear about the bird.
Deep roads.
Did anyone in that car laugh? That's what I want to know.
I think I did.
Besides you, because I knew that happened already. So you laughed at anybody else. Everybody else went, oh, my God, that poor bird. But you were like, oh, my
no,
God.
No, everyone else was like, Bonnie, are you going to cry? And I said, no.
Oh.
And then they just went back on to making strange voices and acting like children.
Yeah.
Well, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we do.
Well, that was the end of the trip. When we got there,
we finally found the hotel.
You guys got there. What time did you guys get there on Friday? Or did you guys get there?
We got there Friday morning.
Friday morning. You guys pulled an all-nighter.
Yes.
And it was, we just didn't, Amber and Tom and I just did not have the drive that you guys had going there and coming back.
Doug really didn't have the drive either.
It's very difficult to pull an all-nighter on a trip like that. We stopped in St. Louis, had to take a break. And we got there Saturday afternoon as opposed to you guys getting there Saturday. I'm sorry, Friday afternoon.
All I can say is next time, XNA.
No.
That's XNA.
Yes, XNA.
No.
That's Bob's Airport and Camel Shop.
Tushy really? Says there is a newer airport in Arkansas.
Really?
Where?
I don't know, but she says there is one and that she didn't know.
Is
that
it
they
closer
were...
than XNA?
Yeah. Yeah, she said she didn't know they were still taking flights at XNA. So,
wow.
There is a different one because I'm not flying into Bob's Airport Bar and Grill. I refuse.
I don't know. Well, the new one.
You didn't see it.
Is it really that much of a skank fest? Or?
Well, it's not.
No, it's like a converted high school. Yeah.
Basically,
it used to be a high school.
Nathan got off the plane and had to walk across the tarmac.
One of the class here is raising their hand for some reason. What's going on?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've done this show before, Chris. You've been here before. You know, do whatever you want. I mean, yeah, we probably would have pointed out and said, what's that noise in the background? But it wouldn't have been a big deal. open it up. Is it open now?
Yeah, it's
okay,
open.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I mean, we often zip and unzip our pants during
Yeah.
So,
it's perfectly
tearing
fine.
Open some Velcro.
We actually have mics below the table for that.
Wonderful,
right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we got in there. You guys were out there when Amber and Tom and I got there on Friday afternoon.
Right.
You guys were out at the airport getting Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my usual, it's starting to become, from what I understand now, it's starting to become a bit of a tradition. When people first see me at a conference, I was told by a few people that weekend, they're like, okay, we've been to all these conferences together, and you're the same way when you come walking in. You come blowing in like the Shah of Iran and going, okay, where do I put this? You know, like I kind of throw my hair back in the wind
right.
and stuff like that. And it basically is because the funniest part is when you get there, there's a lot of people that you have never really met before that you're looking forward to meeting. And you're excited about that. It's part of the excitement with these events. But when you get there, if you're ghostly talk, it's setting up equipment, getting things pulled together, taking care of business. So you get there, and like Lori was the prime example of this. I walk in there, and I see her, and she's like, hi, Scott. Oh my God. I'm like, hi. Very nice to meet you. We will talk more later.
Where do
I put
this?
Where to put this
and where do I set up?
And she was like anxiously awaiting your arrival. Every time she saw one of us in the lobby, when is my boy getting here? Every time.
Mm-hmm. I was her boy?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you dissed her when you walked in.
I didn't diss her at all.
Feel
I did
bad
not
now?
Diss her. I did not diss her. I mean,
I'm just
saying.
Kidding.
We had a great weekend.
Third party out.
Yeah, you're definitely out now. There
wow.
That button, see, that's what that button says, is third party out.
Third party out.
We got all the gear set up. You guys finally got there, what, about 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that? You guys
she's
were there.
Still out.
She's still out right now.
It actually did, according to GPS or someone, I don't know, it was only supposed to be like 45 minutes. It took us an hour and a half to get there.
There's one traffic jam in all of Arkansas, and we found it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the other people we got to meet there. And we can't
this
say
it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I actually have this queued up in the playlist. We talked about that like this last night. Tim's new Encounters.
Yeah.
Encounters. He's bringing Encounters back, but in a different form. And he's done his first installment here, which he didn't really even have to ask. But we're going to be featuring this on the show now. It's going to be a little part of the show. I can't wait for that. Tim Yancey was one of the first people we met there. You know, I know right now we're probably rehashing a lot of stuff we didn't talk about last
week. That was huge for me because Tim Yancey, we've been working with him or near him or around him for all 5 years.
Behind him.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of that.
Were we under
him? No, he's a dear friend of ours, and it was a really, really great pleasure to meet him finally.
And he brought Trish.
Yeah, he brought Trish, too, and we had
the new love
Trish.
Of my life.
Yes, it was just an absolute magical time
completely.
Because this was the first time we got to meet him in person.
Well, that's,
It was incredible because this guy is so talented. He does he did for a while this Encounters.
It's Encounters.
It's akin to Marcus Leader's Shaman's Brew, right?
It's one of the oldest shows out there.
Right, and he's been doing this for years.
He
had taken a hiatus from it for a while to do the online magazine formats, and he experimented
with all kinds of cool stuff.
A lot of different really cool cutting edge things.
Yeah.
But it always comes back to, I'm sure that it, you know.
Well, at least
probably
for
every
us.
Time I talk to him,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, you know what?
You need to start
the
doing Encounters again.
You used
man.
To do chilled me to the bone.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, these things were just so incredible. He's got the voice. He's got the writing talent. He's got
the research talent.
Mm-hmm. Research skills. He's got the friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got everything in line to be able to do this. And he makes it seem so effortless.
That was another one of those funny situations, though, because I was setting the gear up.
Yeah.
And I'm, like I said, I'm just, oh, that don't work great. Oh, that don't work great. Oh, that don't work great.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I got back from the airport.
I really
you got to go in and look at that thing.
Yeah, one cable was off.
Yeah.
Just, you know, for typical stuff. As I did the same thing this week with the new studio here. One is wondering why the phone wasn't working. And
right.
I'm like, well, I did.
Oh, this cable.
This cable needs
kind
to go
like
there.
Kind of like an ampersand,
why is this
right?
One like...
Oh, yeah, an ampersand.
What's this one doing?
That one is for the phone line. We only use one of those.
That's just
okay. Then I'll,
that's
extra wires.
Did you engineer that thing?
Yeah, I need my diagram. Yeah.
But, when I was, like, trying to figure out, you know, the stuff there in Arkansas, getting the gear up, that's when Tim walked by me for the first time. You know?
Right.
And I'm sitting there, like, you know, and I'm starting to break out. And he come blowing by, and then he looks over at me, and I look up at him, and I'm like...
And it was love.
Well, I was like, oh, hey!
That was a different book.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, hey, you know, of course, like, hey, dude, what's up? You know, and I'm like, okay, listen.
gotta go.
I gotta set this stuff up. I gotta get this up and running, or we're gonna have major problems. Just give me a few minutes, right? And sure enough, we did, you know, we what the hell
there's
was that?
There's a fuzz on my microphone.
That's not a fuzz.
Oh. Is it a swimmer?
I just want to dry up and fall off. It'll be
fine. Oh, I want to dry up and fall off. That's all right.
Okay. So, you know, the first night generally was a real meet and greet with everybody. There were
no,
a few speakers.
Okay.
Tim spoke the first night. Well, Tim was scheduled for the first night, right? And he had everything set up. Everything was ready to go. And Josh from Parazone, again, we mentioned Josh last week.
What a phenomenal guy, phenomenal job.
They had everything set up, and something just went crazy. And
the video wasn't coming up.
Everything else came up fine. Yeah,
but the video would not show on the screen. Have you ever had that on? Because I know. Wait, I'm gonna turn around now.
Oh, Doug's doing it interview style.
Do you?
That's nice. Yeah.
Doug, work it out.
I don't have much of a cord, but hey, because you guys do the presentation kinds of things all the time. Is there, like, a mode or something that causes the audio and everything to work perfectly, and you can see everything on the screen for the video, except for the actual video? Like, there was a box where the video should have been.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so freaky, and Josh was like, I have no clue what to do. Do you guys ever get those little quirks when you guys go out and present? Because that was just so quirky. I couldn't imagine it. He may have.
How the hell are we supposed to know that now?
Chris says, was he
running
it
through... Well, you're probably right. We need you down there.
Yeah, he says, was he running it through the secondary monitor port, which can do it? And he very well could have been. But
yeah.
I know that whatever it was, he fixed it by the second night. But first night, it was like, everything's working except the actual video part. Everything else was crystal. I mean, it was so freaky.
Well, I have
Tim,
to say, though.
Tim mentioned... Well, go ahead.
I'm putting
your
this back
first
in.
Encounter with Tim... was slightly more animated than our first encounter with Tim. Because Tim was, I don't think Doug was with us. I think it was just me, Sean, and Will.
Yeah,
and we walked into the hotel, and I've been up like 30 hours at this point.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only person that didn't sleep on the road.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, because she was driving.
We come walking in, and we're all carrying our bags, and I'm like half dead. I think Sean and Will were both holding me up. Mm-hmm. And he comes walking down the hall, and he's all excited. He's like, oh, my God. Hey, guys, it's great to meet you. And we're like, hi. He's like, I'm Tim. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Bonnie. I'm Sean, Will. And then all of a sudden, all three of us at the same time went, Tim Yancey?
Yeah, hey, what's up? Yeah.
It's like we all woke up at the same time. It was horrible.
Well, yeah, and that's what, again, that just illustrates that sometimes when you get to these conferences, especially if you drive to them a lot like we do, it's really hard for you to, like, really, like, oh, my God, let's party when you first get there.
We have to institute an airline budget. That's all I'm saying. We need an airline budget.
So we all pay for our own plane tickets.
That's what that means.
Our airline budget runs out of Doug's fun budget.
Oh, my fun budget?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the new rules.
I have a fun budget.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a fun budget card, but I'll have to check his balance.
We did. Tim did what we did is. Tim did like half of his present.
Half his present.
Yeah, half his present.
Did you kill Doug?
I'm indignant.
Did you kill Doug?
He reached for my button. Oh,
God, second party out.
I can reach the cable if you want. I'll take care of that.
Sorry. He was doing his presentation.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He did have his present.
Yeah, he was able. He dodged that one. He was able to have his presentation on Friday night, you know, like I said, we had the video problems. So what we decided, you know, we worked things out with the schedule. Lori worked with everybody and said, you know, we'll fix this thing and we'll bring Tim back for tomorrow.
And they did.
After that, we actually got together. Well, it was like, I don't know if we talked. Well, yeah, we did talk about that a little bit last week. I don't want to, like, rehash over the same thing.
Right.
We don't have to. But they're sitting behind you, as a matter of fact, Doug. And that under the blue thing.
The award.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't hung them up yet here in the... In the new studios, I don't know if you want to take yours home or whatever. So
I won't put it on the studio. Put it in the studio.
All right.
We can put it. I mean, I've got spots for it. But,
well, let me see one of those, or just grab them both, or you whatever, do whatever you want to do. They're both wrapped up.
Or give them to me and let me throw.
Well,
them
I
want to
read this because you know what we'll do is we'll post it up on the site. You know, well, this is, says Doug on. Why don't you just give me mine?
Oh, for God's sakes, insert your name where it says Doug.
How difficult is it? Just give me the one that has my name on it.
You actually said, just give me one of them. Now you're going to be picky?
Well, I thought he'd make the simple assumption that he'd give me
the simple assumption is to give you the one he gets first.
Yeah, okay, whatever. There you go.
I just grabbed the top.
I can read it too.
Get your finger off the board. I am the engineer.
We're testing the board. The whole thing is
to test the board. Yeah, we're testing the board. That's why we made this whole fight up right now to test the board.
Absolutely.
It was all staged.
Mm-hmm.
No, we
can't believe you reached for my button.
After Tim did his
thing. Testing my in and out button.
After we got to go to break soon. We got to do this quick.
What time is it?
Let's take a break right now anyways.
What time is it?
6:29. He wants to take a break.
That is break time.
We're going to talk about the rest of Arkansas or whatever. Like I said, we're just having some fun here tonight. If you don't like it,
evidently we're having a lot of fun.
If
you're downloading this thing and you're whatever.
I'm
sorry.
Stop downloading it. Delete the
error. But yeah, we'll talk more about our wonderful, exciting trips to Arkansas. And this weekend for Louisville, we're also going to talk to Chris about some of the stuff he's working on too from Grimstone.
Because that's stuff coming up. Stuff he's actively involved in.
Oh yeah, totally
exciting stuff.
And then John and Rosemary later on. So we actually do have a kind of a full plate tonight. Regardless,
that's awesome.
Regardless of the stuff, it's just more of a laid back.
Oh,
show.
Did we go over the 7 paranormal things at?
I think we briefly touched on those, yes.
Okay.
What's 7
okay.
paranormal things?
That happened at the Crescent Hotel.
At Crescent.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to definitely hit that up for sure. Definitely. All right. We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com. Us. Phenomena that we can't explain. Voices that reach out from the darkness. Events you have to experience to believe. Learn more about the world of the paranormal at the Supernatural Summit, April 13th through the 15th in Batavia, New York. Over 30 workshops from paranormal experts, a trade show, and psychic fair, plus much more. For more information, go to SupernaturalSummit.com or call 585-399-7765. SupernaturalSummit.com.
Out into the hidden skies where castles crumble like salt water in the eyes. And the strength is not me, no it's not me, not me inside. And my fist is lonely for another jaw to rise. And my head spins like a Ferris wheel. No touching, please, no touching, 'cause you can't feel. And oh, why did you want it this way? And oh, the words are cold and afraid. And oh, each book has lost another page. And now, the broken-hearted army's engaged. The bird flees down into the broken branches, and the city streets burn through my vision. Two hands pinch, old blood drips on the leaves that wave in the wind. And your tears are fake, just like the executioner's grin. And ah, why did you want it this way? And ah, the words are cold and afraid. And ah, each book has lost another.
Hi, this is Chris from Crossroads Paranormal Radio. Tune in to Mike and I every Sunday night at 10 Eastern, live on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at www.cprshow.com as we discuss various paranormal topics and interview members of the paranormal community. Crossroads Paranormal Radio, breathing life into the paranormal community.
Ah! Oh, no, it's good.
Thank you. Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Heads up.
Third party.
That wasn't me. And I didn't say it. Doug said it.
I'm sorry.
You can't kill my mic for him saying that.
I made a mistake.
I was kidding. I was just going to do it just to bust your balls, and you know that.
I made an honest mistake.
Believe me, it's
if I know now, the
that's
crap
a minor taking one compared to my mistake.
What'd you do?
My cold black heart. Yeah, that's gonna haunt him for the rest
every
of his life.
Every single trip. Yes.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we are in the brand spanking new, I should say. Studio, Haunted Winery Studio.
It still smells like fresh paint.
And I'm working really hard to keep this room like we didn't even light candles or anything today. We have the lamps and everything. We haven't lit the lamps up or anything.
What's going on, man?
This is just the trial run.
You're going to see the pictures. We got our lamps here though, the fog steamer lamp thing, so we can get some moisture in here. So it's kind of like the tropics. And then, you know, we got the candle table.
We have the candle altar.
Yeah. Chris is so eloquently showing us there.
Chris is our
Vanna. Our little Vanna. But yeah, so like this is, it's still fresh. Yeah, you can still smell the paint. And it's hopefully going to stay this way. This is what we're trying. We want to keep this a nice, fun environment, nice and clean for everybody.
Especially our guests like
Chris, who's here tonight.
I like the table. I like the chairs. I like everything. I like
You bought the table.
Yes.
I paid for the paint work and then, you know, labor and all that. And I built all the crap. So, you know, we had the meeting and said, is this fair? Is this fair?
I laid on the floor and did the touch-up work with Amber.
Yeah. We painted everything. It was.
But I have the table, the chairs, and the actual computer.
The computer is yours.
The board is GT's. The paint is yours.
Well, it's
the
not really anybody's now. It's kind of the walls.
Well, it's owned by the property at the moment. Yeah. I'd like to take this paint back.
But I know it's.
I would.
I'm liking it so far. You're gonna keep riding the ship.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing, you're gonna explain something to me.
Yes, that's gonna piss me off.
Probably.
No. This will help a little bit. I hope.
Okay.
One of Bonnie's favorite color is green.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there are certain shades of green that are
unattractive.
Yes. And
my favorite color is red.
And?
Oh, forget it. I ain't gonna even try to run with that one.
Bonnie, what color are my eyes?
Purple.
I have purple eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh.
That was an uncomfortable silence.
I put the wrong thing down on my driver license application. Oh, well.
No, okay, fine. You don't like the paint color.
I'm just...
No, there's certain shades of green that are not attractive to her.
Well, you know what? Don't blame me. Okay, this is... I'm not taking responsibility for this because... I was the one. I grabbed like 4,000 swatches, right?
And you asked me, and I gave you three great green.
Doug said he picked out three beautiful shades of green.
Phenomenal. I'm probably the only male in history that actually grabbed a swatch from a store and brought it home and literally thought over it for a little while and said, "Oh, that's I don't know what that color." No, I narrowed it down to like 10 swatches,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we started doing the narrowing down. We got it down to like 5 swatches, and then Amber and Erica said, okay, and they looked and they said, okay, this color right here.
I know. I've already blamed them both.
Well, I'm not taking responsibility for this, okay? I mean, they're the ones that said, we want this green, and I'm like, okay, we'll go with that green.
Are they both blind?
I ask them. Amber's in the other room. You're in the chat room right now.
Hmm. Anyway.
Well, I have to say my influence on this organization has gone way downhill because I was asked what my favorite colors of greens were, and I showed them. They didn't even make the first cut.
And this is the reason I let the females make the choice.
Was it last?
I thought I had it covered. I had the females making the choice, but I forgot about one female, unfortunately. And now
the third party female.
Was it last night or the other night? We voted on something. and I'm like, okay, hands up, we all want to do this. And I look around the room.
These are things I wish I could talk about.
The crickets are chirping.
I was sewing a patch on Sean's pants.
I think I actually heard. Or whatever. I mean, it was just like, it was terrible.
A tumbleweed rolled by,
and I'm like, I'm less excited now. I'll put my hand down.
Presented to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio on their 5th year. Yeah. An NWA Ghost Connection proudly presents this award to insert, you know, paranormal talk show radio host here. Well, for Ghostly Talk at least. Scott of Ghostly Talk. I'll make it simpler. Scott of Ghostly Talk for 5 years of excellence in paranormal talk radio. And you have obviously won.
Can you read mine?
Sure, let me see it.
No, it's the same
insert
thing.
Paranormal talk radio host name here.
We received these that we were talking about before break.
Yeah.
We received these really nice.
Hold it up.
Oh, yeah. Chris is taking pictures of us. We were thanking Chris. We received these really nice, these beautiful plaques from an NWA Ghost Connection after Tim spoke. We had a little party. We all hung out.
Yep.
Ray hung out. John Zaffis was there. I couldn't believe that. You could actually download. I was capturing when they were, you know, we'd like to give these to Ghost, you know, a little ceremony we had. And I actually captured it. It's part of the first archive from all of our stuff we recorded from this convention, so you can kind of hear what's going on. It's kind of funny because these people were wonderful. They gave us these beautiful plaques.
Plaques.
I'm very tired.
I'm very tired
right now.
But they did. They presented us with plaques.
Yeah.
They allowed us to go to the thing in the first place, which was a shock.
Which was really
They put on one heck of a convention. I was very, very, very impressed.
Yeah. And like I said, again, I always say it. It's up on the site. All the speakers are there up on the site for you to download. All the pictures are up there. Apparently, I got an email from Lori today. I checked my email when I got it, which, of course, is like...
overflowing.
I'm making a bad habit of like taking the weekends off of the email thing now, and I pay for it on Monday. But yeah, I have like all these emails. One of them I did see was from Ghost Connection, which is Lori, and it said pictures. So there's more pictures to look at.
Okay. Do they have any news yet?
About what?
That thing that we weren't allowed to talk about all last weekend, or all 2 weekends ago.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Take us all out of channel.
I'll do it right now. We'll do it after
the show. We got a test. We're testing,
well,
right?
So if it's not working, then everybody's going to hear it. That makes no sense at all. No,
why don't you two just step out of the room?
Well, Dave, we got a break in about 20 minutes.
Well,
oh, my God, Doug.
They're just like, they are such a dynamic and wonderful group.
We had a riot.
Just want to scream from the rooftops all these wonderful things that they're involved in. You know?
So we had a little party on Friday night, hung out, had a great time. These conventions, again, what you do when you're not listening to speakers, when you're not, you know, checking out the merchandise and stuff like that, when you're not investigating the haunted place you're at, which I did none of that weekend. But really what you do at these conventions, as you will learn Chris, you're not going to be doing this with us very much, I don't think, but when you go to these conventions, you pretty much...
sounded really good.
I didn't mean it like that.
Now
you're going to make him cry.
Just
now.
So you know.
I'm finish my damn sentence.
You must be a fourth party.
What I was going to say. No, what? Oh, oh my God. Everybody's ass in this room.
Oh, he's going to cry.
Whatever. This melodramatic stuff. Can I finish when I finish it? Oh, Chris Bailey just flipped me off.
We want that on camera.
The nicest guy in the paranormal community.
We've got no proof whatsoever.
I've officially.
This is an audio show.
No, yeah. What I was saying is that when you go to these conferences, a lot of what you do when you're not doing the stuff you're there to do is you're out in front of wherever the hotel, the haunted area, wherever the place is being held. You're out there, you know, smoking cigarettes and talking.
Oh, well, he wouldn't do that.
Okay,
feel
better. You're right.
You're better than the rest of us. You don't
there
do that
were non-smokers
stuff.
Out there talking
are
to
we,
us.
Are we cool now, Chris? Are we all right? All right, cool.
Okay,
right.
We're back.
Getting the double O's, we're okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what you do. So a lot of Friday night we hung out just to get...
Yeah.
A lot of these have become reunions for a lot of us.
Actually, I believe Gao has the best term for this. It's Ghost Hunter Summer Camp.
Yeah, that's exactly where it is.
And, you know, that's interesting because I wonder if folks listening, I don't know if they're accurately getting the or if they're maybe just sensing the feeling that we get.
Well, we're doing everything we can to, like, give as much to them as possible, you know,
because
the audio and all that stuff.
It's because the NWA Ghost Connection conference was a phenomenal conference, but one of many. There are many conferences
closer to you. I mean, that one may be too far, you know.
That one was too far for me.
It was too far for us, but
we
had to be there.
Me.
So
we went and it was I picked it as my pet conference, and, mm-hmm. and I just absolutely loved it. But the but there's going to be some that are closer to you. There's some in California. There's a huge one in Las Vegas. The East Coast, though, seems to be really,
really.
And the people have really, a lot of the people that go to a lot of these things, they're every weekend are saying the same thing. Like, yeah, the East Coast is where a lot of this stuff's happening at. There's not as much stuff going on the West Coast. I hope that changes.
I'd like to see.
Because I hear a lot. I hear it in the email a lot from people going, "Man, you guys got all the fun stuff going on your side of the country. We have like nothing over here in California."
And, right, which is not entirely true, but it is sort of true because we've got something planned every single month through the.
It's primarily on the
all
East
the
Coast,
way through. Yeah. We don't have December or
all
November
planned,
October. But all the rest are. Our book.
Who knows what 2008 will bring us, though? We might be end up, it could be going, we could be going out to that side of the country, too. I know
right.
Texas is already
God,
planned
I hope
for one
so.
Thing. Texas is already planned.
Yeah.
So, we're going to probably end up going out further and further to the west now, hopefully.
I hope so. But the East Coast is just really hopping with these things. If you get a chance, try and vacation in Gettysburg during Ghost World. Vacation in, I don't know if you vacation in Batavia. What's the big draw in Batavia, New York?
The Supernatural Summit.
Well, I know that, but I mean, why would somebody go there otherwise? But anyway, the Batavia, New York, Bigfoot Hunt, I guess. And so if you happen to be Bigfoot hunting near Batavia, New York, pop into Supernatural Summit. I mean, these things are becoming more than it. They're more than the sum of their parts at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They really are. The organizers do an immense amount of work to get the speakers and the arrangements and the hotels and the banquet facilities and it's just insane all the stuff that they go through. But they go through all this stuff for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you're actually there, it really is more than the sum of its parts because
that's what it becomes.
When you add the people in. The ghost hunters from all over the country or all over the area.
Yeah.
That's a perfect type
so
for you.
That's so cute is what that looks
We're
like.
We're just testing the gear here, man.
I want to test mine.
It'll do the same thing. I think I'm going to lift it up.
But it really does make you form long-lasting friendships. And something there probably isn't enough of in the ghost hunting community. You form, you get ideas. You get to laugh.
A lot.
You get to see photos.
Well, we were just away this weekend, and you can hear my voice. This is what I was telling you actually before we came back from break. You're like, did you have fun this weekend, Scott? And I'm like, well, let me wait till we come back from break.
I did.
This is how I gauge a good time now when it comes to being in the paranormal community. If I come back from a conference or a weekend out with people, like we were with the LGHS people this weekend, if I come back and my voice is hoarse, I've had a great time.
Yeah.
That's how I gauge it now.
And if he comes back and his voice is hoarse, we have a great time.
Yeah.
So, that was actually pretty good.
I love you.
That is really clever.
That was
sweet,
though. I got to say, you're getting better at this ripping on anything. So, no, Saturday in Arkansas was the day for the rest of the speakers, though. So we spent a lot of our time setting up. We had to tear the equipment down, put it back up again. See, this is why you don't want to be a paranormal talk show host, especially ones that do the work we do. Set the equipment back up, and we listened to John. I have to say, we're going to have John on later. I'm going to tell him this, but I'm going to warn everybody right now. He has the most rock star opening now for his presentation. Tim Yancey put it together, as a matter of fact.
I think I stood up and applauded during.
It was awesome.
It was the opening for his presentation.
John Zappas has ruled the world for 30 years. John Zappas has done everything that you will never do in your entire life because you suck. John Zappas rules. And then he, hey guys, how you doing?
And he looks really hot in a suit.
And then everybody leaps up and they're like, ah.
Oh yeah, well, that was awesome.
That
charged the whole crowd up.
It did.
It charged the whole crowd.
Well,
they were all really excited.
That's
for that.
the magic of
all joking
Tim
aside.
Yancey.
I thought it was amazing. I was sitting here because I know.
Yes, it's not actually what it says, you guys. But it
well,
is.
No.
But the energy level is there.
That's where the energy level was. And when John walked up there, people were really excited to hear him speak. And it's always a pleasure to hear John speak. John always has interesting things in his. And I've been to a lot of his presentations now, and people think, "What do you think? You see the same guys?" But he's always got something new. He wants to talk about something new.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has so many experiences. He's done so much work, he always has something new to talk about.
Yeah,
which is another funny thing. Because in Kentucky this weekend, yesterday morning, we woke up bright and early at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and we flipped the TV set on, and what's that show? A Haunting. I'm gonna pimp A Haunting. Is that what the name of the show is? The one A Haunting. Yeah, it's on Discovery.
The English one?
It was on. It was on before Dirty Jobs. So it was like.
Is it the English?
No. Okay. No. A Haunting came out. No, this is the one John mentioned to us a while back that he was on. And this was the show. Ironically enough, this was the show.
I think that there's actually several of those.
Well, there's Haunting This and Haunting That.
Well, no, there's A Haunting, but I think that they talk about different ones. Like, they were in California once. They were out east.
Well, no, yeah. A Haunting talks about different haunts from all over the place. And the one that was on yesterday morning
was one with...
The one with John Zaffis. So, you know, but this is all, like, this is all dramatized or whatever.
Yeah.
So... Like, the two people are talking, and the girl's possessed. The girl in this episode, she literally gets possessed. And she's talking to her sister, and her sister's like, well, you know, what's wrong? I just don't feel like, you know, I feel nasty, right? And she's like, you need to call John Zaffis. And we're like, because we love the guy. We're like, you need to call John Zaffis. And then, so then she calls John Zaffis, right?
Bumper sticker.
What's you that? Need to call John
well, no.
Zaffis.
We somebody need to mentioned this last night. Somebody mentioned this last night, I think, from LGHS. We were talking about this. Like, yeah, we were watching the thing. And, you know, and John Zaffis is, the real John Zaffis is on this episode. They talked to him, and he's interviewed, right? But the John Zaffis they have, we found he looked a lot more like Troy Taylor, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looked a lot like Troy Taylor with a beard, we thought. We thought it was pretty funny. And then we had to make a comment, though, because John looked really good. God, John, I mean, he's just, like, sitting there, like, you know, just, like, the come hither look in his eyes, like, so we had no choice. We had to help this woman. And it was beautiful. I'm like, God, she looks really good there. Man, he looks awesome. So, anyways, we
And it was love.
It was fun. No, it was fun to see John. Because John, he's
it's
so
a different
awesome.
Book.
John is
That's
so
a different
awesome.
Show. That's a Lulu show.
So, John's a rock star, though. He had this rock star intro, and it was really cool. Rick spoke. Rick Hayes was there, who's a dear friend of ours, too. Rick is he'll be on the show pretty soon, as a matter of fact. Oh, yeah, he's cranking one up. I haven't seen that one in a while.
There we go.
Yeah, put some WD-40.
Woo, I do. That's almost broken.
Rick Hayes spoke earlier in the day. It was absolutely wonderful. Tim, it was kind of up in the air when we were going to speak because there were some cancellations, you know. And it kind of like
we didn't.
We got lucky. We got
lucky. Oh, thank heaven.
Because no, they told us,
I don't remember.
They told us
so.
We were.
Yeah,
and it kind of like
you're speaking.
It kind of didn't.
That's
happen.
How they sound. You're speaking.
It kind of didn't happen, so we're like, okay, let's just go to dinner. No problem. It's no,
right.
It was cool with us. It wasn't.
Oh,
cool
I was so happy because I wasn't working that weekend. You did all the work, and thank you so much. Because yeah,
no problem.
That was awesome. Because I
you guys cut it out.
I was having I was having sort of a party weekend, and it worked out really well.
No,
for
yeah,
me.
No, that's what the whole thing was about. We had the last two speakers, which was Troy Taylor and Keith Age. They were in the main dining room, so we went there and had a wonderful meal. It was really good. And then we realized there was a miscommunication on our end or whoever's end, and we realized because we had everything set up in another room. So we were talking to people, and I went to Lori. I'm like, hey, Lori, the last two speakers are going to be in here right after dinner. She's like, yeah. I go,
All our stuff is on the other side of the hotel.
And she's like, oh. So I'm like, okay, well, before we eat, let's take care of this thing. So Doug and I ran over to this room. And it was a lot easier than we thought it was going to be. We just unplugged everything.
We
on the
picked
table,
up the whole table.
Made the whole,
just brought it in.
Yeah, and like, we're like a sail ship going through a crowd of people with this table, just trying to get it in front of, you know, by the stage there so we can record the speakers. Got that in there.
Like, get your bloody camera out the way.
Got that in. Oh.
This has been the weekend
because
of bad
that weekend.
It really has.
Well, a lot of stuff happened. Apparently, but I was like, when
they
I was,
had tons. They had all this equipment and stuff because they were setting up for a shoot that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the Blue Brothers. Yeah, with
And so we're sailing through. There's all these people coming crossing in front. It was not
very
a pretty
confusing.
Scene. But we ended up setting up very, very well, and I actually like that venue
that was
better
a better
than
setup.
The
better,
first.
As far as recording quality came over, you people will hear the difference between Troy Taylor's and Keith's. I have to get Keith's posted up there. I didn't hear back from him via email, so we talked this weekend, and I'm going to post it up probably tonight.
Yeah.
Just put the link up there for people to download it. But you'll hear the sound quality a lot. It's a bit better, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds clean, though. Troy Taylor did a fantastic
Yeah,
he always does.
The presentation. This was the presentation that's based on his new book, Ghost by Gaslight, and it's super old school stuff, and it was all based on spiritualism, you know, old spiritualism, its roots. That's probably my mic that was in the Crown Royal bag.
Do we? That's
where the fuzz came from. Was the Crown Royal?
No, I have extra ones of these in the haunted basement.
It wasn't from like Grimace or anything like that. It was like.
It's okay. It's fine.
I'm so disturbed.
But if do we have a copy of Ghost by Gaslight?
Yeah, we got a copy.
Oh, can I have it?
Sure.
Can I have it first? Because Doug will take 6 years to read.
No,
it.
I won't.
I actually got a copy. Tom bought me a copy for my birthday.
Oh, can I borrow yours?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay,
that's cool. Let's sit down in the living room.
Okay.
So yeah, but Troy did his presentation was based on that. Old school spiritualism. I told him after he's done, I'm like, man, old school.
That's
so cool. We love that stuff.
Look at. I talked with. As a matter of fact, I ordered her book, Rosemary Pilkington.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered the something or other about Dr. Vindeloff. Right?
Her
book.
Yeah, we just had it on a couple weeks ago,
and I was just
short term memory is not working right now.
I was absolutely flabbergasted and amazed.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so I ordered that book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through AZN.com, you know. I don't want to say the whole word.
Oh, okay.
I ordered it through that huge popular website.
You ordered the book.
Yeah, and right. And it evidently they shipped it just as we were pulling out the driveway.
You should have it.
So hopefully it's there. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, great presentations though. The speakers were all top notch, like they always are. We always have a great time with all of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent the evening again, you know, later in the evening. Now this is where I want. Well, we got a couple minutes here before we go back to break again. All right, but what I want to do is I'm going to basically shut my mouth because I didn't do that. I didn't really do any ghost hunting.
Well, we didn't do ghost hunting. We just let it all happen. All right. So we go up to you actually came up to me and you go, someone left the door open.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So I had a hissy fit.
This was Friday night though.
Mm-hmm. That was Friday night. I had a hissy fit and I went up and I'm like, you people, I can't believe what you did. You left the door open.
Well, when you left the door open to the hotel room.
Yeah.
That's what the door was wide open.
And all my stuff is in there and all their stuff is in there. Why would they do that? I don't know. They're obviously acting, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
So I took their keys away. And which was absolutely out of character for me, but I just couldn't even believe.
I got a kick out of it myself.
People were being so careless with our stuff in our hotel room.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I took everything away, and I'm like, you guys, I don't even believe you're doing this. And so the next morning, they come to me and they go, oh, well, we're all sitting there at breakfast, and they said, well, you know what we did? We talked about it. We reconstructed it, and we know who the last person was to close the door, and it was, you know, Will. Will closed the door. And had a witness, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Sean closed the door, and I asked him this past weekend, Sean, I said, you know, was the door closed? He's like, well, I heard it close.
These doors are automatic locks.
Right. He says, I heard it close. I know that I really believe it was closed, but I personally didn't jiggle it, you know, locked. And closed and locked, but he says, I did hear it close, because you know how it was, because we had the penthouse, the haunted penthouse.
Yeah, first night.
So the door was like this way, and the hallway is like that, and there's just like this little square that you have to stand in
mm-hmm.
to open the door and go up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He was already around the corner, so all he could go on was what he heard, and he heard the door close, so he didn't jiggle the door. To make sure it closed.
But
he was convinced that the door was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I threw a fit, and it turned out it wasn't necessary because it was something else
may
have happened.
May have opened the door.
So we go and I got the key to the haunted room 218.
Mm-hmm. That was the second night.
And the
door wide open.
Yeah, we're walking up there. The floor, the hallway is packed. I mean, there's literally what. 100, 150 people in this hallway. And they're all going to take this haunted tour of the Crescent Hotel. And we're like, okay.
Yeah, they loved me when I came to that room originally because I was when I left.
Yeah.
There was a whole tour going on out there. And, you know, the room, you had the door, like the patio door open, so the wind was compressing. So when I opened the door up and I went to shut it, the thing just went slam really loud.
Bam!
And the whole group turns around and looks at me, and I'm just like Pluto and like Animal House. I'm like, sorry.
Sure, well, away. They, but it went, it, the door was wide, you know, we're like 214, 216, 28. The door's wide open. I mean, it was like really, really wide open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fortunately, none of our stuff was in there because it was when we were taking the stuff to there.
Thank goodness.
So, so we go in. This was Nathan, Sean, and me. We go in. Sean went into the lavatory, the bathroom, and, you know, did whatever. And he comes out. He's standing in the doorway of the bathroom. And I'm standing at the end of the bed. And we're just like, blah, blah, blah. And Nathan's like, oh, look, we can go out on the – we can sneak out the window. So he opens up those French window doors things. And we step out on the balcony. Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So we go back in. Nathan goes into the bathroom. He's like, why is the water running? Mm-hmm. And it was the cold water, not the hot water. Mm-hmm. Sean had used the hot water. Mm-hmm. And he knew that he had turned it off. And yet, and I didn't hear it when I was talking to him. So I said, well, turn on the water. He turned on the water. You can hear it, like, throughout the room.
Oh, wow.
When the water's on. And I would have, it would have been distracting when I was talking to Sean.
All right.
So the water was on. Door open, water. In 218, also, Gowan got a fright.
Mm-hmm.
he was taking notes, and he's sitting there, like, on the side of the bed.
Yeah.
He's taking notes. He's writing notes. Well, as he's writing notes, he looks down. There's, like, this disembodied arm laying on the floor. And, of course, he screamed and jumped up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And jumped up onto the bed. And of course, the arm really wasn't there.
Uh-huh. So he saw an arm. He saw something.
So, and I asked him later, I'm like, you know, what was up with the disembodied arm? You know, was that a paranormal experience? And he goes, well, let's put it this way. I can count on one finger how many times I've seen a disembodied arm and jumped up off the floor.
This is from GHI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he
anybody who knows GHI knows they're not fooled very easily.
He was visibly upset.
Hmm.
Visibly shaken by this arm.
That's four.
Four.
Mentioned. Okay.
Well, this is four now, you know, because I included that one. That's actually four out of eight.
Four out of eight. Okay.
So the...
you just want to go through the break? So we'll go through it? All right. No problem.
Yeah. So, well, we can play it in just a sec.
Yeah, no problem. We can just blow right through it.
I can do three real quick.
No, take your time.
Bonnie and Misty sitting in the haunted penthouse Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Alone. Nobody
and
else
Sean
in the
was there.
Oh, Sean was there? Sean okay, was Bonnie, there. Misty, and Sean were in the haunted penthouse.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there talking, blah, blah, blah. And there's a floor plant?
Yeah, there's a floor plant in the corner.
And, of course, when you walk by, you know, you stir up the air, and, of course, the leaves will shake a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you're just sitting there talking, the leaves aren't shaking because you're not stirring up the air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you're some people. But but they're not, right? They're just sitting there talking and having a good time, and they're in, you know, a haunted room and blah, 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 and they're chatting. And suddenly the leaves start to flutter. And so you guys look over at this plant that's fluttering like the leaves, like somebody had just walked by, right. And then they go back to talking, and they flutter, and you're like, that's pretty weird. That was pretty paranormal, right? That characteristic of it? Was that what it
sounded? It never happened again.
It only happened one time?
That's the only time it happened.
Okay.
And we've had more and fewer and the same number of people in there throughout the night.
Right.
And it never happened again. Misty saw a shadow go up the stairs as if somebody was going up to the loft.
Uh-huh.
And Will was in there at one point, and he heard music coming from the loft, but... he thought it was the girls.
Yeah.
Pops up there. Nobody was up there.
So a lot of stuff happened.
And Doug had a paranormal lap dance.
And oh, yes.
That wasn't necessarily paranormal.
And there were, for some reason, I don't know why, but a couple of superheroes went to the Crescent Hotel and danced for my birthday
conveniently
party.
Conveniently walked in on Doug while he was handcuffed to a chair.
I was just sitting there handcuffed to a chair.
Yeah, and regular Friday night.
You know, everybody's around and everyone's chatting and having fun. And I was handcuffed to the chair, which was great. And then these two superheroes pop up there, and somebody puts on some Run DMC. And
I don't know who found that.
I couldn't believe it.
That was amazing.
Photos are on
the site.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you want to take a quick break now, Doug, or do you want to keep going?
Si, senor.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay. What we'll do. We'll
oh, by the way, the break earlier was Tone and Niche.
That was Tone and Niche. We haven't played them in a while.
We have
I wanted to get them worked in.
They're coming out with a new album this year.
Really?
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
I have to call him up and say, hey,
we'll talk
more albums faster.
We'll talk about Louisville this weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to become their manager. They'll hate that. Yeah.
We'll try to talk about Louisville because. Well,
Doug has like ADD right now.
What's that?
Doug has ADD right now. He can't stay focused.
Break.
We're going to talk to Chris also from Brimstone. And, well, you already said it.